Millennium Radio. Millie. Millie. Millennium Radio. Millie. Millie. Millennium Radio.
Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio. Again and again, Millennium Radio, the voice of development. Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio, again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development. Keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Afternoon and welcome to our 12:30 news. We take a look at stories making headlines. President Ijilema sent to Constitution Amendment Bill Number 7. Stakeholders call for urgent export strategy as maize market opportunities expand. EU leaders have faced a crunch at decision on loaning Russia's frozen cash to Ukraine.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Hakainde Hichilema has assented to the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 into law following an overwhelming vote by the National Assembly. On Monday this week, Parliament overwhelmingly passed the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 with 131 members of Parliament voting in favour, thereby meeting the required two-thirds majority threshold. Speaking after assenting to a bill at a ceremony held at the Mulungush International Conference Center, Kenneth Kaunda Wing, President Ijilema described the occasion as historic for the country. The president says that the amendment was not for the ruling UPND, but for the nation as a whole, adding that every Zambian should take a pride in the development. President Ijilema has dismissed claims by critics that and what he termed as scaremongers that the bill was intended to extend the presidential term of office, stressing that this was never the intention. He has emphasized that the amendment were not about him personally, but focused on non-contentious issues aimed at strengthening Zambia's democracy. The president has further stated that the law seeks to promote inclusivity by bringing on board groups that were previously excluded. The head of state also thanked 135 members of parliament from different political parties, independent, who decided to do what is right for the country. He has since called on Zambians to move on from the debate which characterized amendment process and focus on building the country which Zambians deserve.
Legislation, judiciary. I am alive to the expectations of the people, day and night. What you expect from a fellow like me is a genuine effort to make this country better. There will be no cheating. We make a mistake, forgive us, correct us. But we will not do it because we want to cheat, because we want to steal. No. No Ubera, no Ubuhata, no Ubufi. I hear people say, no, this government is the government of Ubi. On what issue? Check what we said we'll do, see what we've done. Let love conquer hatred, and we'll be okay as a nation. No Madimbeka, we'll understand.
Health Minister Elijah Muchim has assured the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, that government is addressing concerns surrounding the recruitment of health workers. Dr. Muchima says that the UPND government plans to employ some doctors this year, with some recruitment to follow, acknowledging the critical roles that doctors play in delivering healthcare services in public hospitals. The minister is responding to concerns raised by RDAZ over the transparency of the recruitment process, particularly of government's decision to draw candidates from an existing database without publicly advertising the positions. Dr. Muchima has since urged doctors not to withdraw their services, warning that patients stand to suffer while government works to recruit additional personnel as funds become available.
Before they finish their instructions and funds, and when they finish that, they will stand and go and do this. I don't know what more. And they start to know the public service position. That's not a punish an innocent person. That's not even wrong before you.
Meanwhile, RDAZ President Paul Chibwe has reiterated the association's call for transparency in the recruitment process, citing concerns over fairness and accountability in relying on an existing database without public advertisement. Dr. Chibwe maintains that clear criteria and inclusive procedures are essential to restore confidence among resident doctors and other health professionals.
I remember that database does more harm than good. It was more database more of like connection with the people that were not part of the criteria that they brought into it, and a huge slump, and this is why this has brought to more anxiety among the members. There is no way of verifying the database when there is no. And if you speak of the doctors, minister, the number that is submitted to your office is 2 cents, and that number is being dismantled in a day by day. I'm sure by now we should be less than 150.
With the Indaba Agricultural Research Institute Maize Outlook report indicating wide market for crop, former Deputy Agriculture Minister Grayford Monday has urged government to quickly come up with export strategies that will enable the country to tap into such markets. The recent Indaba Agricultural Research Institute Maize Outlook report revealed that Zambia had a wide range market for maize due to its neighboring countries underproducing. The report further called for proper policy trade for agriculture commodity. Mr. Monday has stated that the current policies are not sufficient to support the proper trade of agriculture commodities. He says, therefore, that it is important that government comes up with export strategies that will outline how effective the country can utilize or capitalize on this market.
Simply because this government has been in a gear of politicizing every project. They're forgetting that the resources belong to the Zambian people. So for me, I keep watching and just laugh at what they are doing, because I know that time for accounting is soon, even if they have stopped political parties too, but it shall open. One day people are going to call them out and ask them, in this district, what did you do? In this constituency, what did you do?
The National Association for Small Scale Farmers Executive Director Frank Kayula says that the current pricing of maize on the regional market, it is important that government takes advantage. Dr. Kayula says that this will ensure stable revenue for the country going forward.